Tomorrow, Saturday Night Live kicks off its latest season with host Miley Cyrus. In its 41 years, the show has become a critical part of U.S. TV history, pop culture, even U.S. politics, with cast members like Cecily Strong, who's on the cast now and we'll hear from in a moment, and Lorraine Newman, one of the original stars. When we spoke earlier this year, I asked her what creator Lorne Michaels told her the show was when he hired her.
This show was supposed to air in place of the Johnny Carson reruns. It was only supposed to be a 13-week run with an option for 5 weeks. Mm. And, of course, I thought, like, that'll ever happen. And 40 years later!
Well, and what was it like there in the early days? And you were working with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Well, we'd all come from shows that were similar to what the show was. We had all come from sketch comedy groups. I came from the Groundlings, which was very new at that point. But it was basically, you know, you're on stage, you're doing a sketch, you run off stage, you change your costume, you get into a new one, you come on stage in the dark, the lights go up, and then you start a sketch. And that's pretty much what the show was. So I think we were all pretty much prepared for that kind of work, but we came from different kinds of companies. And in the beginning, Lorne would have us do improvs at his loft in Midtown. And that didn't quite achieve, I think, the camaraderie and, you know, the kind of simpatico that most groups that have been working together for years would have, but still we gained that over time.
Do you remember some of the improv that you did in that loft?
Well, I know that we came up with the basic family of the Coneheads. Mm. But the whole idea of the Coneheads was, of course, Tom Davis and Dan Aykroyd, the look and everything. But the family structure and the voice we came up with, Jane and Danny and I, at Lorne's loft, the improv that we did.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Coneheads. Here you are with Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
You have stimulated me. Let us return to the sleep chamber immediately.
Good morning, parental units. I must inform you now that I will not be home from school tonight.
You're cold. Unacceptable. Undesirable. Unacceptable.
Oh, come on, Dad. I have altered my cone for tonight. I'm attending a concert of a popular music group called Peter Frampton. For some reason, I am the only girl who can get backstage.
I cannot comprehend those irregular sound patterns that you enjoy. Now, the vibra orbs of Remulac, that was music.
Yes.
What do you think when you hear that today, Lorraine Newman?
Well, first of all, I can't even believe that I could get my mouth around that dialogue. And it just seems like a different, really, universe. It is so long ago. But my God, it was... And also, it just feels like yesterday as well. It was so much fun. That's all I can think about is how fun it was.
I want to jump forward because there have been so many great characters on Saturday Night Live over the years. I'm just thinking of, you know, Eddie Murphy and Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey and Mike Myers and Chris Farley and Gilda Radner, of course, and so many other actors on that program. But just to sort of what it has become today, let's listen to Tina Fey here as Sarah Palin.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything.
I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
So there, and you've got Amy Poehler there, of course, as well. But this program has become a real part of our politics in this country today.
Yeah, I am just staggered by the people that come on the show, too. Presidents. I mean, I know that we had, I think it was a big thing, we had Gerald Ford, but nothing like it's been. I mean, just the caliber of celebrities that have made appearances now are just spectacular. And I just think that the casts have been just unbelievably wonderful.
Lorraine Newman speaking with us in February. We also heard this year from current cast member Cecily Strong, who told me she's been influenced by her SNL predecessors.
I always loved Phil Hartman. You know, I think for me, I would like to play straight roles as well as him, you know, and make them really funny. I also, Amy Poehler's been a big hero of mine. But really, there are, I could go through everybody in the cast and say why I love them. It's really, and that's real and not just me.
It must be a killer schedule, though.
Oh, it is.
That show.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dead woman most of the time. I live my life tired.
How does it work? How does it work throughout the week?
Our schedule is we go to pitch meetings on Monday. Tuesday's our big writing day. Then Thursday is a rewrite day. And then Friday is when we do all of our pre-tapes. But we also do the bulk of our rehearsal.
All of the pre-tapes are done that late on Friday.
Well,
and then they have to be put
together.
Or that
early.
That early.
Yeah, a lot of times you're getting picked up at 5 in the morning and driving to New Jersey. I always have my little airline pillow that I bring with me.
When you go off the cue cards, I'm sure at some point you've just said, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do it my way.
Oh, to improvise?
Yeah. Do you? Is that just...
No, because you'd... Gosh, there are so many shots that are set up for specific lines. So I would throw off not only maybe the other person in the scene, but our director.
You have to stick to the script, exactly.
Yeah. Just this weekend, we had one where it was so fast, the changes. They couldn't even go over them with us. And the writer came out right before and said, we had to cut a bunch. Just try to follow along. Hmm. It's kind of like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. So it's really, that's why they're there, because it really is so last minute.
What is the sketch that you're most proud of that you've done since you've been at Saturday Night Live that you can go back and watch and still just find really funny, be very happy with it?
This year, I could say that the Christmas special was really fun to me. Getting to do the cereal sketch and the raccoon sketch at the same time. And then even past that, just getting our sillier sketches on has been really fun. You know, we wrote the chicken one with Chris Hemsworth. We wrote the banana song with British Girl. All of those have been really, really fun and special to me.
Let's get bananas tonight. 5, 4, 3, 2, banana.
And you've got this character, this recurring character, the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party. Was that something that came from you?
Of course. Yeah. I wrote it with Colin, and it started off as me just making fun of myself, an idea that I had. So we just tried it, and everybody could relate, which was really nice. Who knew?
Is there somebody in your mind when you're doing that you know?
Well, it's me as a 20-year-old, definitely. But then also, I remember during that election, there was someone, I won't name names, but there was someone on my Facebook feed who, after the election, she wrote, "Wow, everybody's really, really happy, and that just makes me really, really sad." I'm like, why would you say that? You don't sound mean. You sound awful.
Now, you and I are both from Illinois. You're from outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Is there anything about growing up in the Midwest, growing up outside of Chicago, that figures into your work now? Do you have a different sense of humor than some of your fellow cast members who are from the coasts?
I feel like absolutely there's a difference in people from the Midwest that you sort of keep in you. I think it's growing up talking to strangers and being able to do that. I think there's something friendly about us. You want to find good in people a little bit. I don't know.
I mean, I remember growing up and like waving at the cops as they drove down
exactly.
the street.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There's something fun about that. Although I think we have the most vanity plates. I'd heard
in the Midwest,
I think we have the most.
We had vanity plates when I was growing up. We had all the letters of my siblings and me, all of the initials of our names on the back of our. We tried to make it spell a word.
Yeah, see, we love that. One time, my dad for Christmas, they never had Cecily, so my dad got me a Shamika one once because he thought this is as close as they have to Cecily.
By the way, Cecily Strong, that's your real
name. That's my
right?
real name.
That's not a stage name.
No, my grandfather was Colonel Cecil Strong, so I'm named after my
grandpa. Wow.
We're going to visit his grave in Arlington, yeah.
Oh, wow. He fought in?
In World War II. My dad was actually born in Germany, so he was an army brat growing up.
Oh, wow.
He had to answer the phone, Colonel Strong's residence, William speaking. So it makes me laugh because I was raised very differently.
You didn't answer the phone like that?
No. I used to do funny answering machine messages. Well, funny to me. Terribly embarrassing now. I think I did one as like in a Scottish voice. I did one as like in a real Chicago super fans kind of accent. I mean, it's humiliating. I'm so glad
you're not going to do it.
Oh,
now?
No, definitely not.
We'll find the tapes.
You can't. They're gone. I burned them.
Well, Cecily Strong, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. You're my first NPR interview.
Really?
Yeah.
And how was it?
It was fantastic. It's everything I dreamed of. So I'm done, I guess.
I spoke with Cecily Strong last April. Again, SNL is back on the air tomorrow night. Word is Hillary Clinton may make an appearance. You're listening to Here and Now.